On Jubilee, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a historic ruling in Roe v. Bush. The Center for Constitutional Rights challenged the Bush administration's policy of indefinitely holding detainees at Guantanamo Bay without judicial review.
The Center for Constitutional Rights failed today's ruling, which held that foreign terrorism suspects may use American legal system to challenge their detention.
The organization began this case in February 2002. That was shortly after the first detainees were sent to Guantanamo. Representing two Australians, David Hicks and Mamdi Habib, and two men from the UK, Shafiq Rasool and Ashish Iqbal, the Center for Constitutional Rights filed a petition seeking a writ of habeas corpus in the District Court of the District of Columbia.
The petition challenged the presidential executive order of November 13, 2001, which authorized indefinite detention without due process of law, which is a violation of international law and the U.S. Constitution.
It was shortly after 9/11. In a very different climate existed in the United States at that time, no other legal organization was willing to join CCR's efforts. The organization received scores of death threats and hate mail.
The presentation of the litigation was that the United States cannot order indefinite detention without due process. The detainees have a right to challenge the legality of the detention in court.
To make that challenge meaningful, they have the right to be included in the charges they face and the right to present evidence on their own behalf.
The failure of the Bush administration to provide these petitions raises serious questions about their commitment to the U.S. Constitution and international law.
The ruling was 6-3, with Rehnquist, Scalia, and Thomas dissenting. Writing from the majority, Justice John Paul Stevens found that federal courts do have jurisdiction to hear detainees' challenges to their detention.
The biggest part of the legal principle in question extends back hundreds of years in common law. Cited considerable historical evidence as well as more contemporary evidence that it is properly applied to cases even outside the territorial boundaries of the nation.
The Supreme Court has not closed the doors of justice to the detainees in prison at Guantanamo Bay, said Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, noting, "This is a major victory for the rule of law, confirming the right of every person, citizen or non-citizen, detained by the United States to test the legality of his or her detention in a U.S. court." The Center for Constitutional Rights has long believed that even in a time of danger, executive detentions have no place in democracy.
The Center for Constitutional Rights is reviewing the decision and preparation for further action on behalf of the central client. Most of them have been held for more than 2 years with no legal basis, no opportunity to prove their innocence, and no hope of relief any time in the foreseeable future. The mother of one of the central clients, Yassine Kounas, expressed great relief on hearing that her son will have his day in court.
"Today, for the first time in 2 years, I have hope. This is a great day for justice. I hope that I will hear from my son soon. You can tell him that with this historic decision, their proceedings will start, and that all innocents should be released from U.S. custody in Guantanamo."
As for the development of the Rahul v. Bush case, over 2 years ago, the Center for Constitutional Rights brought the first legal challenge to the U.S. administration's indefinite detention of foreign nationals at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, by filing two habeas corpus petitions, Rahul v. Bush and Rahul v. Bush.
The center argued that it was unlawful to hold indefinitely its clients, two British and two Australian nationals, without a hearing to determine their legal status and the lawfulness of their detention.
The administration has insisted that Guantanamo is a place where neither the U.S. Constitution nor international law applies, and no court in the world has jurisdiction. The Supreme Court, over the administration's opposition, agreed in November 2003 to hear the Center for Constitutional Rights cases. The court also agreed at that time to hear the continued case filed on behalf of 12 key ladies.
Whether the United States courts lack jurisdiction to consider challenges to the legality of the detention of foreign nationals captured abroad in connection with hostilities and incarcerated at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Cuba.
The issue, therefore, is whether U.S. courts have the jurisdiction to even hear a habeas corpus petition from those imprisoned at Guantanamo.
The court will not necessarily decide the extent of the detainees' legal rights. The lower courts will make those decisions in the event that the Supreme Court determines that U.S. courts have jurisdiction.
The 600 or so detainees at Guantanamo have been held virtually incommunicado since being taken into U.S. custody by many people over 2 years ago.
Despite regular interrogation by U.S. agents, they have not been charged with an offense, notified of any pending charges, made any appearances before either a military or civilian tribunal, been informed of the rights under domestic and international law, or until recently, and even then only in two cases, provided counsel for the means to contact counsel.
The government filed a major motion to dismiss the Center for Constitutional Rights petition, claiming, among other arguments, that the detention is not based upon military orders, but on the president's common law or powers. The government also claims that the matter is a political question, not justiciable by the court. On August 7, 2002, the district court dismissed the petition, attacking the ruling in Habib v. Bush that a petition of habeas corpus is not applicable for non-U.S. citizens detained outside the United States.
The center appealed to the Court of Appeals in D.C. Circuit, arguing that if the United States courts do not have jurisdiction to review the executive detention at Guantanamo, then no court has jurisdiction to review them.
That would mean that the U.S. could act lawlessly with respect to its conduct. The center argues that under American constitutional tradition and international law, courts must be able to review the lawfulness of these executive detentions.
On March 11, 2004, the D.C. Circuit rejected the appeal. The court ignored the fact that the detainees have not been declared enemies of the United States by any lawful international or domestic tribunal, and are therefore languishing in the U.S. military captivity without any legal basis.
Upholding the power of the president to act lawlessly in these matters, the circuit concluded that the consequence of its interpretation of the law is that no court in this country has jurisdiction to grant habeas relief, Article 28, U.S.C. Section 2241. The Guantanamo detainees, even if they have not been adjudicated in the United States.
Michael Ratner reacted with shock to these appeals for appeal. The right to test the lawfulness of one's detention is a foundation of liberty that has reached going back to the Magna Carta in the year 1215, he said. The U.S. is not only denying the detainees' fundamental rights, but it's jeopardizing any claim that we are a country ruled by law. I fear for the rights of all of us. The court's ruling that the U.S. Constitution does not apply to those jailed in territory over which the U.S. has complete jurisdiction and control is utterly erroneous. Every detained person has the right to his day in court.
On September 2nd, 2003, the Center for Constitutional Rights filed a petition for certiorari to the United States Supreme Court seeking review of the lower court decision.
On November 10, 2002, despite the administration's strenuous objections, the Supreme Court granted certiorari in Marzullo v. Bush.
This means that the country's highest court can now review the lower court's decision that the U.S. has no jurisdiction over our client's claim of indefinite detention. A written argument was filed on January 14, 2004.
A remarkable array of individuals and organizations filed amicus in front of the court's decision. This report is part of the center's case, including former American POWs, military leaders, retired U.S. generals, Japanese-American detainees, Fred Kamatsu, and the House of Lords.
The Center for Constitutional Rights legal team for Raul v. Bush complies by
Michael Ratner, President, Joseph Margulies, Center for Constitutional Rights, Cooperating Attorney.
Dr. Paul Shansky, Assistant Legal Director.
Stephen McPherson, Human Rights Fellow.
Jeffrey Fogel, Legal Director.
Jane Cabillo, Staff Attorney.
As for the legal team of Al Orga v. USA, Thomas B. Wilner, Chairman and Chairman of LP.
You can find detailed information about the Guantanamo detainees and civil liberties in the United States at TNewsCorp's webpage about the state of exception. That's DirectosNewsCorp.USAWatch.org.
This information has been provided by the Center for Constitutional Rights and produced by Radio NewsCorp in my studios in Madrid, Spain, July 7, 2004.
You've been listening to Radio NewsCorp.